由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你收听我们的节目。
Last time we ran out of time, so I want to tell you the rest of this story today.
在上一集节目咧，我哋嘅时间唔够，咁今日咧我就想同你继续讲剩低落嚟嘅信息。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
请你准备好圣经嚟听我讲。
Joseph was the epitome of meekness.
旧约里边嘅约瑟就系温柔嘅缩影啦。
He was maligned and mistreated by his older brothers.
他被他自己的哥哥是欺负和虐待。
And yet when Joseph came to power,
但是当有一天他是大权在握，做了埃及的宰相的时候，
He kept his power under control.
他克制着自己。
Joseph had the power to avenge himself.
约瑟呢，其实是有能力去为自己报复的。
But he didn't.
但是他并没有这样做。
Joseph had the power to destroy his jealous and envious and mean brothers.
约瑟是有权力去处置甚至处罚他那些是充满了嫉妒，同埋是用卑污手段去欺负他的那些的哥哥的。
But he didn't.
但是他并没有这样做。
Why?
为什么这样说呢？
Because Joseph was meek.
因为约瑟是一个温柔的人。
The meek will always win.
温柔的人总是胜利的人来的。
Every time.
每一次都是这样。
In fact, meekness manifests itself most when you have the power to hurt someone, but you don't.
实际上，当你有能力去伤害某个人的时候，而你没有这样去做，咁呢就正正係最能够彰显温柔嘅时刻啦。
Meekness manifests itself most when you have the power to tarnish your enemy's reputation, but you don't.
当你有能力去羞辱你嘅敌人，但係你冇咁样做嘅时候，这个呢就係最能够彰显温柔嘅时刻啦。
Meekness manifests itself most when you have the power to destroy the ones who hate you, but you don't.
当你有能力去打击那些恨恶你的人，你却没有这样做，那这个呢就最能够彰显温柔了。
Meekness manifests itself most when you have the power to undermine the confidence in those who betray you, but you don't.
当你有能力去破坏那些背叛你的人的信心的时候，你却是没有这样做，那这个呢就是最能够彰显温柔的时刻了。
When you refuse to do these things,
当你拒绝去做以上所讲的这些事，
that is meekness.
这个就是温柔的表现。
That is power under control.
也即是控制自如的力量了。
If you are looking for perfect meekness,
如果你想去寻求完美的温柔，
look no further than the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那你只要看看主耶稣基督就可以了。
He is the creator of the world.
他是这个世界的创造者，他创造这个世界。
And yet he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before his shearer.
但是他就好像一只羔羊被带到屠夫那里，有似一只绵羊被带到剪羊毛的人的手下。
Jesus was the one who knew the secret of every heart.
耶稣知道我们每个人内心的隐私，我们每个人内心的秘密。
And yet,
但是呢，
when he was reviled, he did not retaliate.
当他是被人辱骂的时候，他并没有还口。
When he suffered,
当他是受苦受逼迫的时候，
He threatened not.
他并没有口出恶言。
He committed himself to him who judges justly.
他将自己完全的是交托给按公义审判的至高者。
It took more power for Jesus to submit.
其实耶稣呢是需要更大的力量，比我们一般人更大的力量来去信服的。
Than for Peter to draw his sword and cut the ear of the servant of the high priest.
这个更大的力量是有多大呢？这个力量是远远超过彼得拔出他的刀去将大祭司仆人的耳朵斩下来这个的举动的。
Peter's action was natural.
彼得的行为、彼得的反应、彼得所做的是人性自然的一种反应。
Jesus's action was supernatural.
而主耶稣基督他的举动呢却是超自然的。
Are you meek?
你究竟是不是温柔的呢？
Do you have your power under control?
你是不是拥有控制自己的力量呢？
When Jesus said, blessed are the meek,
当主耶稣基督他说温柔的人有福了。
He was quoting from Psalm 37 verse 11.
他呢其实是引用旧约圣经的诗篇37篇11节的经文的。
It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth.
那个经文是这样讲的，他说但谦卑人必承受地土。
When you read Psalm 37,
当你是看诗篇37篇的时候，
You cannot escape the fact that the writer was going through a tough time.
你没办法去否认一个事实，就是这段诗篇的作者呢，他正是处于一个艰难的时期。
Wicked people were trying to cut him down.
邪恶的敌人正在想办法呢，想说是消灭他。
Dishonest people were slandering him and trying to ruin his reputation.
狡诈的人呢，正在诽谤他，希望呢，将他的名声是毁于一旦的。
What would be your attitude towards such people?
如果是你，你会怎样去对待这些人呢？
Ask yourself this question.
请你问下自己这个问题，也就是说，如果是你，你会怎样去对待你这些敌人呢？
Years ago, I asked this question to a friend of mine.
几年前呢，我问我一位朋友有关于这个问题，就是如果他的敌人是很想呢，是毁灭他，很想诽谤他，将他的名声毁于一旦的时候，他会怎样做呢？
He said, I'll punch him in the nose and then pray for forgiveness later.
他说我会一拳打落他的鼻道，然后呢就祈祷求神宽恕我。
That is not what Jesus is saying.
这个的做法其实呢是并不符合主耶稣告诫我们的。
What do most people do when they get into these tough times?
大多数的人当他们是身处在患难之中，又或者是被敌人攻击的时候，他们会怎样做呢？
They fret.
他们通常呢都会是觉得很烦躁、很不安的。
And that is why Psalm 37 verse 1 says,
这个就是为什么诗篇37篇一节那里说，
Fret not yourself, but cease from anger and forsake wrath.
那里说不要为那作恶的心怀不平。
I wonder how many of you know that anger can destroy.
我不知道在我们当中有多少人是明白怒气它的毁灭性究竟有多大。
In an old monastery somewhere in Germany,
喺德国一间好古老、好古老嘅修道院嗰度咧。
If you visit there,
如果你去到呢一间嘅修道院去参观咧
，you would find two pair of deer antlers are permanently interlocked。
你就会发现咧，喺修道院里边系挂住两对纠缠埋喺一齐嘅鹿角嘅。
They were found in that position many years ago。
喺好多年前咧，啲人就发现呢两对嘅鹿角系纠缠埋一齐，当时嘅样咧就好似而家咁啦。
Apparently, the two animals had been fighting fiercely。
好明显，呢两只鹿。呢两只嘅动物咧，当时系曾经好激烈咁样系搏斗嘅。
And their horns became entangled。
激烈到一个程度咧，系令到佢哋嘅角系纠缠埋一齐。
And they could not be disengaged。
系纠缠到一个地步咧，系冇办法解开各自活动嘅。
As a result, both deer perished from hunger。
结果咧，呢两只鹿咧都饿死啦。
I would like to take those horns to every home。
我愿意咧，系带住呢两对嘅鹿角去到咧每一户嘅人家嗰度。
To every institution。
带呢两对嘅鹿角咧去到每一个嘅机构嗰度。
To every church。
带呢两对嘅鹿角去到每一间嘅教会里边。
Every place where people are determined to fight for a long time to get their way。
甚至是带到去任何一个有争斗的地方，那些地方呢，那人为了坚持己见呢，而长期呢，是争斗的。
The meek will always trust in the Lord。
温柔的人是一定会信靠主的。
The meek will always delight themselves in the Lord。
温柔的人是一定会靠主呢，是时时都有喜乐的心的。
The meek will always rest in the Lord.
温柔的人是一定会在主里面是有平安的。
The meek will always wait patiently for the Lord.
温柔的人是一定会很耐心地去等候主的。
I am sure some of you are asking.
我相信呢，在我们当中呢，当然有些人会问了。
How do we develop this character of meekness?
我哋点样先至能够培养出温柔嘅个性呢
？Galatians chapter 5 tells us，
加拉太书第五章嗰度咧，咁样话俾我哋听。
That we cannot manufacture meekness。
佢话咧，我哋唔能够自己去制造温柔。
It is part of the fruit of the Spirit。
温柔咧，其实系圣灵果子嘅一部分嚟嘅。
And fruit is not manufactured。
而圣灵的果子呢，是不可以呢，由我们人自己去制造出来的。
It is cultivated.
它是培育出来的。
When you become poor in spirit,
当你是虚心的时候，
When you can mourn over your sin,
当你是为到自己的罪是感到哀恸的时候，
The Spirit of the Lord will help you develop the spirit of meekness.
咁圣灵咧就会系帮助你去产生温柔啦。
Cultivating the fruit of meekness can take time。
培养温柔嘅果子咧系需要时间嘅。
When Moses was in Egypt，
当摩西喺埃及嘅时候
，pampered in Pharaoh's palace，
当佢喺法老嘅皇宫里边系娇生惯养嘅时候
，he didn't have meekness。
嗰阵时佢系冇温柔嘅。
When he saw two people fighting，
当佢睇见两个人打交
，he killed one of them，
佢就杀咗其中一个。
But after 40 years in the wilderness，
但系经过咗40年嘅旷野生涯之后咧
，learning how to shepherd，
当佢学识咗点样去牧羊。
God was not only preparing him for ministry，
神唔单止预备佢嚟去服侍。
God was cultivating meekness in Moses，
神亦都喺度培养佢嘅温柔。
Moses could never have done for God what God called him to do without the agony of those 40 years of preparation。
如果冇呢40年咁痛苦嘅准备咧，摩西系冇可能做到神要佢做嘅事嘅。
Prior to the 40 years in the wilderness，
喺摩西经历呢40年旷野生活之前
，Moses could no more put up with all of the troubles that the Israelites gave him in the wilderness than fly to the moon。
摩西如果要去忍受以色列人在旷野带给他的所有麻烦，简直是难比登天的。
God may be taking you through a wilderness experience right now。
可能现在神正在带领你经历一个旷野的阶段。
Do you know what he's doing in your life？
你知不知道他正在你的生命里面做些什么，令到你要去学习些什么呢？
He is cultivating in you the fruit of meekness.
佢正喺度培养你，系建立有温柔嘅果子。
Developing in you power under control.
佢咧系正喺度培养你，系有自控嘅能力。
You can either submit to the hardship of cultivation.
你一系咧就忍受呢个培养过程里边咧带嚟嘅艰苦。
Or fret，
一系咧你就心烦气躁。
You can either surrender to the process of cultivation of meekness，
你一系咧就服从呢个嘅培养嘅过程，培养温柔嘅过程。
Or rebel and produce hardness in your heart，
一系咧你就反抗，就硬住你嘅心。
Jesus said，
主耶稣基督咁样讲
，The meek shall inherit the earth。
佢话温柔的人会承受地土。
How shall the meek inherit the earth？
你可能会话，咁温柔嘅人系点样去承受地土嘅咧
？Psalm 37 gives us the answer。
咁喺旧约嘅诗篇37篇咧，就俾咗我哋一个嘅答案。
In that psalm, you notice a contrast between the wicked and the righteous.
在这篇的诗篇里面，你会发现一个很强烈的对比，就是邪恶和正义之间的对比。
From the outside,
从表面那边去看，
it appears that the wicked are winning and the righteous are losing.
表面看呢，就是恶势力似乎是占了上风，而正义的力量呢就好像是失败了。
And the psalmist is saying，
而诗人呢就说
that appearances can be deceiving。
他说外表呢是具有欺骗性的。
Delight yourself in the Lord。
但是那些在主里面有喜乐的人呢，
And you will be able to have a different view of things。
那些在主里面有喜乐的人呢，他们就能够从另外一个角度呢来去看事情了。
Trust in the Lord，
信靠主的人，
And he will show you an inside view of things，
就能够呢看到事情的那个的内在的一些的本质。
Submit to the Lord，
信从主的人，
A sneak preview of what the real picture is all about，
就能够咧系睇穿事情嘅真相究竟系点样嘅。
As long as you are fretting，
当你系焦急，当你咧系觉得心烦气躁嘅时候
，You are only seeing things from the outside，
你咧就只能够系从表面嗰边去睇事情。
And as long as you're seeing things from the outside，
当你呢只是看见事情的表面的时候呢，
You will continue on fretting，
你就会呢是更加的焦急，更加的烦躁不安了。
It's a vicious cycle，
这个呢是一个恶性循环，就是呢你越是焦急越是烦躁呢，就只是越看表面，但越看表面呢你又越会焦急越会烦躁了。
But when you seek nothing for yourself，
但是 当你不再自私自利，不再只是关心自己的利益的时候，
God will give you everything.
那神呢，就会是赐给你一切你所需要的。
And that is why the Apostle Paul could say,
这个就是为什么使徒保罗呢曾经这样讲，
Having nothing yet possessing all things.
他说似乎是一无所有，但是呢却是样样都有。
I want you to notice something in the gospel.
好想呢请你特别去留意一下在福音书里面。
You never see Jesus fretting.
你从来呢都不会见到耶稣是觉得烦躁不安的。
Even when things appear to be at their worst.
即使呢事情好像已经差到一个呢是最惨最惨最差最差的地步，
He never fretted.
他都仍然不会焦虑的。
Why?
为什么耶稣是可以这么镇定？为什么耶稣遇到一些很差的状况的时候他不会烦躁不安的呢？
Because he knew that his daddy had everything under control.
因为他知道他天上的父亲，他天上的爸爸呢是掌控一切的。
His disciples fretted in the storm.
他的门徒在风浪里面呢是很焦虑很焦急。
But he slept.
但是在这么风高浪急的情况底下呢，主耶稣却是睡着了觉。
His disciples fretted about food.
他的门徒为食物呢是很担心很忧虑。
But he didn't.
但是主耶稣基督呢一点都不担心。
Why?
为什么耶稣可以在风浪里面不焦急，在没有食物的时候不担心不忧虑呢？
Because he was sure of his father's provision.
因为他是深深相信天父呢是有供应给他的。
Inheritance comes when somebody dies and leaves you a bequest in his will.
按照一般的惯例，如果你的家人又或者是你的亲属是在个遗嘱里面呢是留了一笔的遗产给你，那当这个人是去世离开这个世界的时候呢，那按照死者的遗嘱呢你就会得到一笔的遗产了。
But here it works differently.
但是在这里呢我们看到一个完全不同的情况。
In this case,
在这个情况里面是怎样的呢？
Your inheritance come,
就是说呢，你的财产，你所得到的那些遗产，
When you die,
是在你死之后才得到的。
When you die to self,
所谓你死之后呢，就是当你的自我是死了之后，
You grow in meekness.
那你会得到什么财产呢？就是你的温柔呢是在度增加緊的。
When you die to controlling of other people,
当你的欲望死亡，亦即是呢当你好想去操控其他人那种的欲望是死亡的时候呢，
You grow in meekness.
那你的温柔呢就在度增加緊了。
When you die to scheming,
当你的诡计你好多呢好唔好嘅一啲嘅心思意念死亡嘅时候呢，
You grow in meekness.
你嘅温柔呢就喺度增加緊啦。
Die to manipulation.
当你唔再去操控，唔再去控制其他人嘅时候，
You grow in meekness.
你嘅温柔呢就喺度增加緊啦。
And when you grow in meekness,
而当你嘅温柔喺度增加紧嘅时候
，you will inherit all things in Christ.
你就会承受喺主耶稣基督里边一切嘅嘢。
Joseph waited upon the Lord.
旧约嘅约瑟，佢仰望等候主。
And one day he was exalted and inherited the land.
所以有一日咧，佢就会系被升高，系能够咧去承受地土啦。
David waited upon the Lord.
大卫王佢等候仰望主。
And he refused to kill Saul.
佢冇去杀害扫罗。
And he inherited the land.
咁佢咧就能够承受到地土啦。
The meek do not have to fret or fight.
温柔嘅人系唔需要咧系焦躁，又或者咧系争斗嘅。
All they need to do is submit.
温柔嘅人只系需要顺服。
James chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
喺新约雅各书嘅一章三至到四节嗰度话。
For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
嗰度话，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
And let steadfastness have its full effect.
但忍耐也当成功。
That you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing.
使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Are you ready for the lesson of meekness?
你准备好嚟学习呢一个温柔嘅功课未啊
？Are you ready to have power under control?
你愿唔愿意去具备呢一种克制自我嘅力量呢
？It is my prayer that you will.
我嘅祷告就系你会愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。今日马克牧师咧系同我哋分享到温柔嘅人咧，佢哋系唔会烦躁不安，亦都咧系唔会同人争斗嘅。但系温柔咧系圣灵果子嘅一部分，圣灵嘅果子咧系我哋唔能够自己靠人嘅力量咧去制造出嚟，系要靠住神嘅大能咧先至能够系慢慢培育出嚟嘅。咁所以咧，我哋就要好似旧约里边嘅圣经人物，好似摩西啊，好似约瑟。好似大卫等等，经历一啲嘅历练之后咧，慢慢去学习顺服神，慢慢咧去学习放低自我，咁我哋嘅温柔咧就会喺度增加。而当我哋嘅温柔增多嘅时候咧，我哋就能够去承受喺主耶稣基督里边嘅一切啦。好啦，今集嘅节目时间嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。